Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we're joined by Price City Council member Lane Miller. Lane, it's our favorite time of year, and it's finally time to start. It's a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us.
Thank you. You know, summertime is all about the outdoors. My whole life revolves around the outdoors, and I decided a long time ago there's something magical about the outdoors. And you take that magic, and you apply it to music, and it's the ultimate music experience.
It is. It feels like music was meant to be listened to outdoors. I mean, you compare an outdoor concert to an indoor concert at something like the Delta Center. Like, you still get that magic that you feel from the music, but it's just, it's not quite the same as being outdoors, so.
It's more sterile, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's a little more corporate, you know? You get a little more freedom.
Corporate's a good word.
You get a little more freedom at these outdoor concerts, and, you know, you guys have chosen just a beautiful venue for this year's Culture Connection. Starting last year, you made the move from the Peace Gardens to Washington Park, and we're entering year two in Washington Park. So I think a good place for us to start is, what kind of changes have you made over the offseason to try and improve that Washington Park experience? Because I know we already got raving reviews about it last year, but what have you guys been doing to try and improve that experience even more?
Well, we've tried to improve the music itself. You know, Ted Hinckley joined us, and Ted is a great band recruiter. He knows how that works. And if you look at our lineup, we have everything from, like, the group coming this week, the Bombshell Flowers. They're an indie pop. And I need to say, when I saw indie pop, I was thinking India and popular music. No, it's not. It's independent music. See, I'm still learning about all this stuff. So everything from the Bombshell Flowers to Fleetwood Mac tribute group. We just have what I think is going to be a fabulous lineup.
And it goes back to what we're always talking about in these conversations, is that Culture Connections, it's going to have music that some weeks you might not be feeling it, but it's bound to have something that you're going to love. You're going to find something new, something exciting that you're really going to fall in love with over the course of these concerts.
Yes, and I need to tell you a story that really illustrates that. About halfway through the summer, we had some folks who were having a fabulous time, but they were sitting right next to the sound guy, and the sound guy couldn't hear the music. Now, that's a good bad news. The sound guy couldn't hear the music, but the people were having such a great time. They were all involved in what they were doing and the fun of being in the park. So that's really a good bad thing to have.
It is. And, you know, you see the crowds come out to Washington Park, and they're just, they're filling it up. It's incredible. You see kids over there playing on the playground. You see
If you
parents.
Don't like the music, send the kids to play
in the
playground.
Yeah, exactly. You have parents sitting on the ground. This year, you guys are adding food trucks, and it's really just becoming an all-in-one experience, you know? Dinner and a show. You go out to Culture Connections, you grab dinner, have a great time with your family, and that's where you're really seeing a lot of improvement in this, is people are going to love some of the things you've been adding during the off-season.
The one thing that I really, really enjoy is sitting there waiting for the music to start, and I watch families walk up with their lawn chairs in their hand and their kids in the other hand, and they're ready to enjoy a couple hours, 90 minutes of music. And what a great family experience that is. I think there are a few things better.
Now, let's dive into this week's act, the Bombshell Flowers, like we talked about. Indie pop. You know, I'm a big fan of indie pop. You were recently finding out what that is. Have you had a chance to listen to any of the Bombshell Flowers music?
Yes, I did. I took a few minutes.
I love their sound. They've got that really smooth kind of calming sound that you come to expect from independent pop.
It fits the outdoor experience, doesn't it?
It does. I think it's a perfect band to kind of kick off this Culture Connection season. Now, that's coming up this Thursday. It's crazy. It's right around the corner, and it's going to be over in Washington Park starting at 7 p.m.
Yes.
And then, you know, after that, it's just going to be nonstop music from there. But
next week, we have a folk group coming. Folk music in the park. That fits.
Now, and with Bombshell Flowers, you can expect a trio of musicians there that are going to just blow you away. And throughout the course of the season, even if you're not an indie pop fan, even if you're not a blues or folk music fan, you're going to find something that you're bound to enjoy, because that's the goal of Culture Connections, is to help you find some of that new music that you're just going to fall in love with.
I've noticed over the last few years that Culture Connection has become a part of the Price City fabric. it's beginning to be that if you think of Price City, you think of music. You think of events, International Days, Renaissance. But that whole thing has kind of come to a head the last few years in Price City, and I'm really proud to be a part of that.
And I agree with you completely. You think about Price City, you're going to have that thought about music, and it's only expanding. You got culture connections, International Days. Last year, you added Christmas, all of Vivaldi, and it just continues to grow. And I'm excited to see what you guys continue to do with music here in Price, because you've done such an excellent job already.
Yeah, thank you.
Now,
it's a labor of love, you know that, right?
That is. No, I see in the work that you guys put in behind the scenes to try and get this done, it's incredible the dedication that you have to this.
Well, I love doing it.
And you know, that's what it really takes, is a lot of love for doing this and a lot of love for Price City. Now, Lane, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
We're thrilled that it's summer. We're thrilled that music starts this week, Washington Park. And I'm just thrilled to be a part of it.
Well, and we're thrilled to have Culture Connections back in the city. And as always, it's a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
It's good talking to you, Aiden.
Again, that was Price City Councilmember Lane Miller. And we were talking about this week's Culture Connection premiere. The Bombshell Flowers making their way to Washington Park starting this Thursday at 7 p.m. It's an event you're not going to want to miss. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 a.m. or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.